She sits in a plastic chair in front of a brick wall, slouching. She is meek, with her hair parted down the middle. There are almost no lips to be seen, but by the way she bares her teeth, you can tell she is smiling. At first, the smile seems flat, but the more I study it, the more it seems careless and irresponsible. There's a bundle in her arms and a hole for the newborn's face, which comes out red and wrinkled like an old person's. I know it's a boy because of that blue ribbon woven into the blanket edge. Then I stare at the man behind Petrona. He is afroed and striking, weighing his cursed hand on her shoulder. I know what he's done, and it turns my stomach. But who am I to say whom Petrona should allow into a family portrait such as this? On the back, there's a date stamp of when the photo was printed. And because when I count back 9 months, it falls exactly on the month my family and I fled from Colombia and arrived in LA. I turn the photograph to look intently at the baby, to register every wrinkle and bulge around the dark hole of his gaping mouth, to decide whether he's crying or laughing, because I know exactly where and how he was conceived. And that's how I lose track of time, thinking it was my fault that the girl Petrona was just 15 when her belly was filled with bones. And when Mama comes back from work, she does not yell, even though she sees the photograph, the envelope, the letter from Petrona all addressed to me. No, Mama sits down next to me, like taking off so much weight, and together we are quiet and sorry on our dirty stoop on Via Corona in East LA, staring at that fucking photograph. We were refugees when we arrived to the U.S. You must be happy now that you're safe, people said. They told us to strive for assimilation. The quicker we transformed into one of the many, the better. But how could we choose? The U.S. was the land that saved us. Colombia was the land that saw us emerge. There were mathematical principles to becoming an American. You had to know 100 historical facts. What was one reason for the Civil War? Who was president during World War II? And you had to spend 5 uninterrupted years on North American soil. We memorized the facts. We stayed in place. But when I elevated my feet at night and my head found its pillow, I wondered, of what country was I during those hours when my feet were in the air? When we applied for citizenship, I rounded the hard edges of my accent, and that was one tangible way in which I had changed. We heard nothing for a year. We grew thin. We understood how little we were worth, how small our claim in the world. We had no money after our application fee and nowhere to go. Then, we received the summons for our interview, the final background check, the examination, the approval. At the ceremony, they screened a video filled with eagles and artillery, and all of us recited a pledge. We sang our new anthem, and once it was done, it was said we were American. The newest batch of Americans celebrated, but in the open courtyard, I let my head hang back. I watched the sway of palm trees, knowing here was where I was supposed to think about the future and how bright it might be. But instead, all I could think of was Petrona. How I was 15 like she had been the last time I saw her.